Hello, good morning, everyone. My name is Mario Mesa, and before I begin, I desire to express my gratitude for giving me the opportunity to be part of this wonderful series of Heart Friends presentations, where we come together and we share our light and inspire each other through our words, through our emanations, and as we gaze upon the beauty of the Heart Center community, through this time that we invest in each other. I am very happy today because I will be sharing with you something that I have found beneficial in my past as I have gone about and recite I Am affirmations.
There are two ways that we can give I Am affirmations. Obviously, one way is doing them individually.
Another way is when we do it with our
spiritual partners. And what I have seen as I have internalized this spiritual practice and have thought about how can I make this even more fun and exciting for me. And one of the things that I was thinking about whenever I was looking into optimizing this practice was that whenever we give I Am affirmations as a group, all of us can say, I am abundant, for example. And obviously, we are saying the collective I Am presence of us all is abundant, and we are affirming that into our world. And whenever I do them individually, or just whenever I'm by myself, I like to say, I, and then give my full name, am abundant. Because as we look at it, you know, everything is energy. And whenever we're saying God in me is, and then we're placing our name in the middle of it, you are internalizing it a whole lot more. So right now, we can just practice it, and you can notice the difference between if we were to say collectively, I am abundant, I am abundant, I am abundant, as compared to I, Mario Cristian Mesa Ortiz, am abundant. You may want to try this now. So you can just say, I, say your full name, am abundant. Say it that way, and then say it just by itself. I am abundant. And you will feel the difference. And to me, it's beautiful whenever we vocalize our full names, because you tap into your energy and you tap into all those divine matrices that are. Another thing that I like to do whenever I give I Am affirmations is if I am working in a particular area of my life, let's say, for example, for 1 week, if I'm really working on 1 week on my abundance, and then the next week I can work on my love, power, etc. And if I do it for 1 week, I like to get up in the morning and then give my I Am affirmations at sunrise, at noon, and then at sunset. I believe this brings in a lot more power into the equation, because you are synchronizing yourself to the sun and its cycles, and just being conscious of those cycles and you being one with the sun in that way as you give your I Am affirmations, it would also help you. And another way that I like to give I Am affirmations is as I am working with my ego, and let's say if I'm just by myself or if I'm somebody else, and I get this voice that, you know, kick myself or just think about random thoughts and things like that. Whenever that happens, I use that as a signal to give an I Am affirmation. And let's say, for example, if my ego's telling me, oh, Mario, you're not good right now, I use that as a signal to say, I am good. And I do that often. And then you can do it to the point where that ego just goes away and you're no longer engaging in that type of
interaction with your lower self. So those are three things that I can say today that can hopefully can help you in your path as you give your I am affirmations daily or whenever you desire to give them. And, you know, just give it a try, and then if it works for you, I am glad that I was able to give you a tip on what I have seen works for me. So do you have any questions or any comments, Kathleen?
Yes, I do. How long do you, I'm glad you said you give it three times a day, morning, noon, and night, and especially with the sun, sunrise and sunset. How long do you spend giving these affirmations?
I would do it until I really feel it. Because, you know, words are just words. And if you just program yourself to give I am affirmations, just to say them and just to say that that's what you're doing, that's one thing. It is helpful. Me personally, I like to say them until I really, really feel them. And then what I like to do throughout the day, let's say, for example, in the morning, if I say I am abundant and I really feel it, before I get to noon, I like to do an action that shows that I am abundant. So let's say, for example, if I wake up in the morning and I say it, you know, before lunch or something, to show my abundance, I give something. Or let's say I'll grab a coworker and I'll tell them, you know what, I'm buying you lunch today. Or something like that, that will show that the abundance is flowing through me. So I would say it until you feel it, until you are it. Is there anything else?
Well, yes, when you say until you are it, how do you know? How do you know you are it? And that's...
Well, I see what you're saying. Well, the whole deal about it, at first, you affirm it, right? Second of all, as you're affirming it, you're really feeling it, you're really embracing that energy, and you're becoming fully engaged with it. Once you're engaged with it, you go about and doing an action that basically confirms the spiritual practice that you've done in the morning. Once you confirm it, and at nighttime, what I like to do, I like to review the day and see where I can optimize certain things and how I can live better the next day. So whenever I go to sleep at night and I'm reviewing my day and I go back and I think about how I did show that I was abundant, that shows the reality to me in a whole different way, because that's really putting everything together. And I feel really integrated with my abundance. Now, as you know, you can label yourself whatever you desire to label yourself. Me personally, I just like to manifest certain qualities that are within me as I go about, you know, doing my daily work or just my business in itself.
So you're telling us that you're really conscious about this, that you really purposely focus on one virtue each week and then give yourself a little self-quiz, it sounds like, in the evening to say, did I really do this and how did I do this? So do you feel that that's also helping it manifest more as you concentrate on it more?
Yes. Yes, because, you know, like I said, you're really, really taking in those beautiful vibes. You know, what I like to do personally, you know, if I work on a different virtue every day, at the end of the week, I like to really integrate everything. So let's say, for example, if I went through the whole rainbow and the qualities within the rainbow all week long, let's say on Sunday, when it comes to Sunday, I give, I am affirmations, let's say, for example, every hour, and I'm blending all those qualities in together. And I am really, really feeling my own personal growth in this way. Now, obviously, whenever you're engaging in this and you do it more and more, you will find certain things that will work for you better. This is personally what has come to me as I have really tried to get to that next level in my spiritual practices. You know, I mean, we can engage in so many spiritual practices throughout our lifetime, and to me personally, I just like to really work on something, develop it, master it, and then go on to the next thing. Right now, this is what I see that is really working for me, and I hope that it works for you.
Thank you, Mario. So it sounds like you are doing what Omram is advising us, to work on ourselves.
Yes. And a cool thing that you can do also, and then this is from a very humble state, has, you know, you can give affirmations for yourself, and then you can also give affirmations on behalf of, let's say, for example, the Heart Center community. So, you know, there are some times that I am giving I Am affirmations, and I work up myself to a level of consciousness where I feel I'm the entire collective body of the Heart Center. And let's say, for example, I go about and saying, I, the Heart Center, am abundant. And you feel this great energy because it's all of our causal body momentums blend in with each other, and all the beautiful energies, all the beautiful smiles and hearts that are in our community. So you can just feel a tremendous boost of feeling and bringing in this abundance. Now, for all of us, the abundance is going to come differently depending on our states of consciousness. But for me, I feel that I can help the community in that way. And it's lovely to feel all of your hearts whenever I go about doing this work, because we have a lot of beautiful people in our community. And sometimes, you know, some of your I Am presences come and personally interact and give me certain tips to keep on rising in my path. So I really appreciate all of you and all of your work and dedication that you give to the Brotherhood to really manifest here a Golden Crystal Age.
Thank you, Mario. Thank you very much. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for the prayers for our community. And thank you, dear community, for all the prayers you give for each other and for the world. So with that, we'll say goodbye for now and hope to hear from you again, Mario. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
Bye.
Have a great day.